Welcome to the Agents Lounge Podcast, where we talk all things real estate with the industry's top performers. Join us as we dive into the inspiring journeys of successful agents and uncover the secrets to their success. Whether you're a seasoned agent or just starting out, we got the tips and tricks to help you navigate the world of real estate. Brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. So grab a seat and join us in the Agents Lounge.
Welcome back to the Agents Lounge Podcast. I'm your host today, Marco Salinas, and I have a co-host as well. His name is Francisco Bermudez Jr.
Hello.
Francisco, welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, and so lately we've been doing something a little bit different. This show is the Agents Lounge, which is mostly focused on real estate, but we're doing a lot of episodes with trade partners. And today we have one of our special trade partners that's been doing business with Airtegrity for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. And the business is called Core Plumbing. And it is owned by a gentleman by the name of Cesar Rodriguez. Right?
Yeah. Cesar Rodriguez.
Cesar Rodriguez. It's not Junior, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. And so, Cesar, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation, though.
Absolutely. So we want to talk a little bit today about your business. We want to talk a little bit about, you know, what makes you guys a little different. Every business is a little different, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of plumbers in San Antonio.
A lot.
There's no shortage of plumbers, right? Mm-mm. But believe it or not, we still come across plumbers and in other businesses as well where the person will say, we'll be there at 12 o'clock. And then they don't show up at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we're going to fix this thing, and then they don't fix it. And so what we try to do here is form relationships with the right kind of people where if they say they're going to do something, they actually do it, right?
Yes.
That's a big thing. Now, for Francisco, he names his business Airtegrity, which is a play on the words integrity, but in the air conditioning space, right? Because he takes these kind of things very mm-hmm. seriously. I know you well, Cesar. You and I are good friends as well from church. And there's one thing I also know about you is that you take your business very seriously. You take your taking care of your customers very, very seriously. And you do very high quality work. You've done work for me, myself personally. And I can definitely, you know, speak on the quality of the service that you guys provide. So we try to form relationships with those type of people working with Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your background? I always like to know, how did you get into plumbing? Have you always had your own company, mm-hmm. or did you work for somebody else? And is this something like your dad did it, or you had a family member, or did you just discover this on your own? Take me back to the very beginning of how you started with plumbing.
Oh, my God.
In this world.
I was 17 years old when I decided, I actually had to work. And my dad, he was an AC guy. But we were like a commercial industrial. It was industrial work. I needed a job. So I decided to go and work for my dad. He worked for this big, big, huge, multimillionary company where there was a mechanical, there was an electrician, and a plumber. So I worked for them for 5 years, and I was pretty good. The company was sold to a multimillionaire company from New York. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was called Emcor Corporation. So the owners, they signed a contract where they had to split from the city, and the master plumber moved into, well, he actually was a master and a mechanical person that I moved into San Antonio. By the contract said that he needed to move out, and after a year he moved here in San Antonio. He called my dad and asked my dad if I wanted to come over here and work for him as an AC guy. So how I decided to come over here to San Antonio.
That, so you actually started as an AC first.
I was pretty good, and I mean we were. Huh?
Maybe you could pull him over.
Oh, well, I mean, but the only difference with us, it was all sheet metal.
Oh, okay.
We used to cut.
That's what that industrial type of work does?
Uh-huh. And then it was just big units, AC units. I mean, it was huge, huge, huge schools. I mean, industrial buildings. I mean, like, I like, let's say, like Amazon thing, the whole thing.
Like a warehouse.
Warehouse, big
home. Oh, okay. And so about what time, what year was this that you came here doing that?
Like 2022, was it?
Yeah. Oh, 2002. When you first come to San Antonio.
2003.
2003, okay.
2003. Yeah, 2002, 2003-ish. And okay. Then I started working as the AC company. And then now doing commercial as well, but it was kind of more restaurant stuff like that. And it started getting real slow. Mm. And that's when I decided to move into plumbing.
Ah.
And now I've been doing plumbing for over, 20 years?
Over 20 years. So you obviously you started working with somebody else.
Yes.
For a while. You were working for another company. How long? How long before you?
I worked for that company for 11 years.
Oh, okay.
Doing on not only the service only.
Only on the service side.
Only on the service side. But, I mean, I was pretty good on reading plans and I pretty good on the construction side because of my background as AC.
Yeah.
So I start pushing the company into getting through a commercial plumbing kind of stuff. And okay. So I brought that into the company and that's how I learned all the new construction side on plumbing.
Wow. Wow. So you learned a lot in that 11 years mm-hmm. about plumbing.
Yeah.
Pretty much you learned residential and commercial? Mm-hmm. Both.
Both of them.
But you kind of have a little bit of a background working more with the commercial side of anything,
yes,
right?
Because right after that, I moved into this other company that they all they do is commercial. And because of my background on service and then kind of commercial, they pushed me through this big jobs commercial.
Wow.
And I had like over 5 years experience doing only commercial at all.
Wow. So then what was the year that you started CORE?
2018.
2018?
Mm-hmm.
2018. Okay, so yeah, that's fairly recent.
Mm-hmm. 2018.
So just a couple years before the pandemic and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a year before. I was already kind of going years before that.
Side jobs and stuff like that.
Kinda, but I was already licensed. I was a master plumber, but I wasn't like a full company name okay. company until that 2018 is when I actually opened my business,
yes,
name, and you know the
everything legal, official,
legal, official, and everything. And then I yeah. started doing work as a corporate.
Wow! And you started off what with one truck?
Yeah, it was just me,
you by yourself, and one truck and your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because your logo has a dog on it.
Yes, that was my puppy.
That was your puppy.
Oh, that was yes. He when passed started last year. Yeah.
That's your mascot.
Yeah, that was him.
Oh man, yeah. No, not everybody puts a dog in their their logo. So I said that dog must be important to Caesar.
It was 14 years. We had it for 14.
Oh
years.
Man, yeah, it's a lab. Just in case for the listeners that don't know what that looks like, and labs are very good, loyal dogs, man.
Yep.
Very good dogs. Well, okay, so you mentioned something. You mentioned that you're a master plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about what does that take? What is required for a person to become a master plumber? Do you have to have a certain amount of experience?
Yes.
Or is it just classroom stuff?
No. You got to have so much experience. To become a journeyman plumber, you need to have 8,000 hours of work.
8,000 hours for journeyman?
You have to be under a master plumber.
Okay.
So that would take you like 4 or 5 years-ish.
Okay.
And then after that, a year after you're a journeyman, you can go ahead and apply for your master's. But for your master's, you gotta know there's a lot of more stuff. You gotta know about OSHA stuff, about taxes, about law.
Yeah.
And then you gotta go all the way to the state of Austin, all the way to the State Board of Plumbing Examiners.
Yep.
And it is like 2 days test.
Wow.
Yeah. And it is pretty hard. And then they divide it on 3 sections.
Now, do you have to take classroom classes to do this, or you can have a study guide at home, or what?
You can get your pre-test course.
Yeah.
And it's 3 days course that I took it.
So okay.
And I recommend it to everybody because, I mean, pretty much they tell you what is going to come out on the test.
Yeah.
And they give you an idea, I mean, what are you going through? Now you're just going blank and you don't even know what's going to happen. So
wow. Yeah. Wow. So do you think that makes a big difference, Caesar? If there's two different plumbers and one of them has a master plumber, the other one doesn't, Does that make a difference? Now, if you have your own plumber operation, you have to be a master plumber to own your own?
Mm-hmm. If you, the only difference between a journeyman and a master, they can do the same thing on the field. The only difference is that a master plumber can have a business and the journeyman can't.
Oh, okay.
That's the only difference.
So you're working for somebody else if you're a journeyman.
As a journeyman. Now, I can be a master plumber and work under somebody else.
Yeah.
And I can have my regular master plumber license. But there's another license that I got that is called a responsible master plumber.
Yeah.
And that's if you want to open a business. And to get the card, you got to prove your insurance. You gotta give it a proof that your insurance.
Yep.
And they'll send you it's called gold card.
Oh, okay.
Gold card. And that's your responsible master plumber.
Yeah. And that's just there to give confidence to the consumer to know that if you're going into their house to work on their stuff, that you really know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're doing. And it proves that you have a lot of experience under your belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you've been doing it for a long time. You've seen a lot of these things firsthand, and you've trained under somebody else who also knew what they were doing that trained you.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a high level of knowledge that comes to the table the moment that you're hiring a master plumber.
Oh, yes. Right? Oh, yes. I mean, you know that person. I mean, he's been through a whole 5, 6, 7 years of experience. And
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because I think one of the things we see in San Antonio is that a lot of people, they want the work done. They want it done inexpensive. Sometimes they hire the Theo or just somebody who has a little knowledge of that kind of stuff, right? But sometimes it ends up coming back to bite them.
Yes.
Right? Have you ever had to fix what the other guy didn't do right?
A lot of times.
Yeah. And does it usually end up costing the customer more?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's end up more damage or more issues or because they didn't do it right in the first place.
Correct.
Right? So I think it's definitely important to... Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that you have somebody that has all the licenses and all the knowledge under their belt, right?
Yeah, then even if you're a master plumber, you still need to get or continue it every year, so once a year.
Oh,
we have to keep it renewed every year.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure you guys.
You have that too, right? Yeah. Do you have anything like that?
Yes, we have to. We have to do I think 8 hours of training every year.
Oh, okay.
And then we gotta submit that and reapply.
So that is part of your CE?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's a good question because it just reminded me that I haven't received my license from the state. No, we submitted all our paperwork, but they
haven't received it.
Okay, I see.
But, I mean, what do you expect from...
just leave it at that.
Yes.
Just leave it at that.
Go Texas.
Yeah, just leave it at that. Yeah. No, well, that's interesting. Again, I think it's important just to make sure that people understand that there's a difference between, you know, the person that you're trying to save a little bit of money on and somebody else it may cost you a little bit more, but they're going to get it done right.
Yeah.
They're going to get these things done right.
So from the consumer, because a lot of our listeners are homeowners or realtors, what are some of the things that they should be maintaining in their home on an annual basis or every couple of years? Or what's one of the ways that homeowners or business owners can do to make sure that they don't have any plumbing issues?
Yeah, but
to prevent things from happening.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. What I recommend my customers all the time is water pressure.
That's a big one?
Yes, it is. And a lot of people is like, oh, I like to take this shower with a high lot of pressure coming into my, but I mean, it's not good.
Saying high pressure is bad for your pipes.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a blood pressure, brother.
Whoa.
I mean, if you have a high pressure, I mean, either you get a risk that you can get
something's going to burst.
Yeah. So yeah. The same thing with a
house. That's what a stroke is. Yeah.
So if you have high pressure, you can have faucets leaking. You can have the showers leaking. You can burst your water heater. I mean, you know about that leak.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something maybe because of the high pressure. So that's I think that's one of the main things that people should be checking every year. And then
how do you check that, Caesar?
You just go in. I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, you can go ahead and check it out in the spigot. Outside house bit.
It'll show it shows it on there?
Well, I mean, they'll sell
you. You have to buy that little pressure device.
There's a gauge that they'll sell you on it, but it's cheap and
they have it at Walmart.
It's worth it. And all you got to make sure is below 80 pounds of pressure.
It needs to be below 80 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, 60, 50. I mean, I have a two-story home. In my story home, I mean, I'm on 50, I believe. And you get used to it. And you get to a point where you don't need that much pressure. And, it, I mean, I've been there for over 15 years. I never had a problem.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, doesn't the city also kind of control a little bit your neighborhood or whatever like that?
Well, that's the reason.
Because it fluctuates.
Yes, that's the reason why you need to install a regulator, a pressure regulator valve. And that will prevent, that will keep your pressure at one pressure. Because a city, remember, at nights, it is more pressure because stop using it.
Everybody's taking showers.
The day low, so it's a lot of pressure just up and down. So if you have a pressure regulator valve, I mean, it will keep your pressure at the same, and that will help all your appliances, all your fixtures. I mean, anything in the house. I mean,
but does that come with the house, or you have to put that on?
Depends on the year of the house.
The newer houses have it.
Oh yeah, by law they have to have it by code. So now all the houses they don't have it, so it is recommended to just add it.
Yeah.
There at the supply house, we saw some sensors to close prevent water floods. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit more about those, or in case you have a water leak, it should shut down?
Yes. I mean, there's some of those sensors that you can put it by the water softener. If you have a water softener hooked up, if you don't have one, I mean, there's one that goes by the meter. Oh, by your water heater. And know what it is? Well, there's some kind of fancy one. There's some expensive ones. There's some that has a wire that goes into the ground, and if it gets wet, it will shut it off. Automatic, it will shut it off. And there's some that actually, they are Wi-Fi, and they'll send you a signal to your house that if there's something abnormal into your water house you want me to do, you can actually shut it off on your phone.
I mean,
is it worth it? Maybe it is. I mean, because I've seen houses flooded. I mean, and why? Because either too much pressure and the lines. Most of the cases happen on the toilet supply line.
Oh, okay.
The connection is plastic.
Oh.
I mean, you see plastic, and that thing just boom, busted.
Oh.
You're not home. Imagine just a pipe just throwing water. I mean, 80 pounds of pressure just throwing up for hours, per hour.
Imagine if it's upstairs.
You get home and the whole ceiling is down. I mean, it's a mess.
Have you seen anything like that?
Yes.
With your own eyes?
A lot of times. That's something that we go through, I mean, all the time. It's just something.
So it's pretty common.
Yeah, by doing maintenance, you can prevent that?
Yes. That's why we always tell customers. The first thing that you always got to make sure the number one thing that you always have to make sure is good on your house, the water pressure. The other one is a water heater. Some people, they don't even know the water heater is. Where's your water heater? I don't know. It's somewhere in the closet.
So how long should a water heater last, and how do you get it to last?
The water heater, the water heater average life is 9-11 years, between 9 and 11 years. I mean, I've seen water heaters that last over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I've seen water heaters that only last 6 years. So it's a difference, right? It's a pretty much difference. The only thing is just preventing, just doing some maintenance.
What type of maintenance are...
Pretty much,
how do you maintain a water heater? You have to drain it, right?
Yes, but that's the main thing. Drain it once a year, that's because all the calcium, all that buildup that it gets into the water heaters, you might want to get rid of all that buildup that it gets. Even if you have a water softener, you're still gonna get some buildup.
Does it? It still gets some.
It still gets some
buildup. That's how hard the water is in our area,
mm-hmm.
right? That it gets a lot of that junk in there.
It is pretty bad. The other is just making sure all the temperatures and the gas and everything is connected properly. The other thing that you got to check is your TMP. The TMP is a temperature pressure valve. That's real, real important on a water heater because that little thing right there, it can save your life. And people don't know that. But that's a water heater. It is a bomb.
Yeah,
it is a bomb. I mean, if the water heater, let's say the water heater has this, it has a thermostat, and the thermostat is not good, and it's just start overheating.
Right.
And instead of going 140, 200, 230, so that's why you have the TMP. The TMP, when it gets into a 215 degrees, automatic, it opens up. And release the pressure, and then cold water goes into the tank.
Wow.
But it's just going to get to a point, if it's too old, that those things, they will not open.
Or they don't even have it if it's too old, right?
Or some people, they see it dripping and say, oh, look, there's a leak. Just cap them. Just put a cap on it.
Whoa.
So what's going to happen? Well, that thing's going to keep boiling and boiling and boiling. And until now, it's still boilers going through the roof. I mean, like
a rocket ship.
Like a rocket ship. Going.
Like a Elon Musk.
And then when we get those, those continue it, it's like 8 hours of class.
Yeah.
It's like 3-4 hours. It's always about water heaters.
Just on that.
Every year, they talk about water heaters. Why? Because it's something that keeps happening and happening every
wow.
year.
Wow.
People don't.
Now, have you ever seen the explosion?
No.
Okay.
I've never seen
it. So that sounds like that's...
I've seen them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them on YouTube.
I'm going to go on YouTube and put water heaters.
Yeah. Water heater explosion. Yeah. For those that are listening or watching that want to search some of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good reason to make sure you have a good plumber alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we covered leaks, the water heaters. So
pressure, we covered pressure.
So every year we get the, what do you call, the winter apocalypse here in San Antonio, where everybody's posting photos of looking for a husband at Home Depot because if they can fix the water heater, there might be a good catch. But, I mean, people are always calling us during that time.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, hey, do you know a water plumber? Because everybody that I've called is busy.
Yes.
So, is there any preventative things that they can do?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, the one that we had, what is it, 3 years, 2 years?
A couple of years. It's all a blur to me, but, we call it Snowvid or Snowmageddon.
That one was crazy because, usually the pipes inside the wall, I mean, they won't freeze. I mean, whatever is exposed into the air, it does.
That's what we
always recommend. If you have a speaker out of the house, I mean, that little piece, put a cover.
Yeah.
Or if you have a pipe coming out from the ground that a lot of people does, like on the ranch, make sure you put a lot of something just to cover it up. But that year, I mean, it was even pipes inside the walls. I mean, it was just fine. I mean, and I guess it was...
Because there was no power.
Yeah, and then...
There was no heating in the house, and so everything got cold everywhere.
Yeah, it was so cold, and the houses here, they're not prepared for that type of cold. Now, right. I remember seeing that we had a lot of leaks, attic leaks.
Okay.
And I guess you have the attic. There's the insulation on the attic, and the pipes that go over the insulation. They were insulated, but the roof, the actual roof, is not insulated. So there was that gap. I mean, it was so cold that it would bust the pipe.
Wow.
Now, on all those leaks that we had, it was either a PVC or copper. I didn't see any PEX pipe busted. So
what
kind? PEX. PEX, the flexible.
That's the strongest one?
Yeah, I think for now.
It's like a plastic.
Plastic.
But it expands a little bit.
Right. It has expansion. I mean, that's, and I think now, from now on, I mean, we use it a lot. PEX pipe, we use it. For me, PEX is the best right now. And for now, I mean, it's just...
That's the way to go.
It's just the way to go. I mean, because copper and PVC, at one point, they're gonna burst.
Yeah.
And, wow. Is it better? And you're supposed to keep the water running, right?
Well, they're saying that you could... Yeah, so the water keeps running, the hot side keep running. But there were some customers that actually did that, and it froze.
Still.
Yeah. True. I mean, it was so...
That was just one of those years where... Yeah,
they hopefully wouldn't have it again.
Very rare.
Yeah.
For San Antonio. Very, very rare. Yeah. But it does happen.
Yeah, they were making fun of us because they were saying that there were some pictures of us wearing all these blings and stuff. Yeah. Like, dude, I got to a point where I didn't even care about it. I just wanted, there was so much people calling, and I just wanted to take care of all my customers. Yeah. There were people with no water. Days without water.
Yeah.
And I remember we were driving. I had some videos and some photos where we were driving through the snow. I mean, it was snowing, and we were driving, trying to help people because we knew there were no water for 2-3 days, and they were on the list.
Yeah.
And
actually for us, because we were working during Snowbit. Yeah, we didn't really make a lot of money like people would expect because it was mostly like small things that needed to be taped or sealed or repaired. But it was like there was a lot of work, but I mean.
But it was more for the plumbers.
Yeah, the money was more for the plumbers. It was.
The plumbers were the ones that were all backed up.
We were.
Yeah, for weeks.
Unfortunately, yes, we were.
For weeks, yeah.
Yeah,
fortunately and fortunately.
Yes.
Unfortunately and
fortunately. Correct.
Yeah. Man, what else, what other common things can we can we discuss about, you know,
yeah, so precautions? And do y'all help people get ready for on an annual basis? Do y'all have like a maintenance plan or, yeah, or a membership?
We don't have a membership, but I mean, we always tell customers that that are like, are we gonna call them like just to for preventable maintenance, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a schedule like, okay, this it's been almost gonna be a year that we installed this water heater. We need to call this customer to see everything is fine.
What do you all check during the maintenance?
Like we just do a walkthrough. If they want us, if like for example, if we only did a water heater, we know for sure we're gonna go check on the water heater, make sure all everything is well. First of all, we're gonna have to flush it because it's been already a year, and then the other one we're gonna check all the connections is still perfect and right, and then the gas is going well, and then
it's kind of like a 15 point inspection or like a 20 point inspect, right? There's all these little things that you have to look at.
Yes, and then if the customer gives us the permission to walk into the whole entire house, I mean, we actually walk and check the plumbing underneath, the faucets, and then number one, we check the water pressure.
Yeah, first thing you check.
First thing we do. The first thing we walk into, that's the first thing. And if he's over 80 pounds, we let him know that that's a risk.
Yeah, and then you can pull it back.
Yes.
How much something doing the maintenance costs?
Not really. Just doing the maintenance on a water heater, I mean, they're not going to spend more than $200. I mean, it's probably like an hour labor, I mean, an hour visit in the house. I mean,
but that's to do the draining of it and everything, right?
Yeah, just draining it and shaking everything. And now if we see something wrong with it, and then we'll give them a price how much it would, like a faucet that needs to be replaced, and then we give them a price on how much it would be.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than waiting for snowbit
or something happens.
And there's some houses that have the water heaters in the attic. Like, I don't even know who ever thought about that. Why would you put a water heater?
Yeah, well, that was back then. I mean, I know there's if I'm not mistaken, that Texas, well, not San Antonio, won't let do that anymore on the new homes.
Yeah, that's the old ones.
That's crazy. I mean, it's just I've seen water heaters down in the floor. I mean, and people in the house, I mean, people that live in the house.
Could have fallen on somebody.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Or the other bad place, they put them underneath the AC.
Those are so...
And then the people are like, there's no enough airflow. It's like, well, the water heater's taking off.
Oh,
like,
the airflow, I never thought about it. They had that issue, really? Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to have a gap underneath it, and you put a water heater, it's going to reduce the amount of air that goes in through the AC and then supply it.
So if
you want to put like a better filtration for the air,
because
you have allergies and you want very good filters, once you put that, you got to get air from somewhere else besides the heat to make up for that air that the heater's taking space of.
Yeah. And so you've had some experience working with Core Plumbing yourself, Francisco, you and your team? Y'all send business to each other, right?
Brian is one of our coworkers, and Cesar, they work together a lot. So,
Me and Brian, we have passed some work
to each other. And it's always been a good experience, right? Like I said, he's worked on my own house several times, so I can definitely speak for the high quality of work that these guys do. You have some of your employees that work with him. Y'all are in B&I groups together, so y'all are always kind of transferring, you know, leads to each other.
Yeah, and what surprises me is that he's the business owner and he's over there leading from the front.
Yeah,
like showing his coworkers or employees how to do things the right way, being a good example.
Yeah,
and being out there in the field himself. So I mean, that speaks a lot because you know that you're getting somebody that knows what they're doing, that has experience, that has the customer's best interest in place. So
And you guys just got a new truck, right?
Yeah, we just got a brand new one. Yeah,
it's a pretty big one, right?
It is nice. It is nice.
Yeah,
it is nice. I didn't get to drive it, but yes.
What type of warranties do y'all offer with your repairs? Or
well, it depends. If it's just a repair, it's like 3 months warranty. If it's a whole replacement, it's a year.
Okay.
Year.
Yeah,
that's good.
Because the manufacturer does provide something too.
Correct. Yes. If like the water heater, depends which one you get, but usually it's a 6 years warranty on the water heaters.
And, that's good because sometimes you get the tail light warranty. Have you heard of that one?
Uh-uh. No. What is that?
So there's only a warranty until you can see the taillights of the car, and after you don't see it, after it turns, the warranty's gone.
After they ride off into the sunset?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let me write it down.
Yep. There are companies that are offering that one for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hopefully you got the license plate because good luck.
Yeah, they'll even tell you that they'll give you a lifetime or they'll give you 5 years or something.
Yeah.
And if it's too good to be true, it's probably not going to happen.
That's right. Yeah. That's very right. Very true.
Yeah.
And you have a book, right?
Yeah.
What is the book about? Talk to us a little bit about that. Well, I might be a little biased on why I think the book is a great idea, but tell us.
Yeah, I didn't get my book. I would have brought it.
That's okay.
But yeah, my book talks about all the questions, just regular customers question they have. I mean, like drainage and easy stuff that happens at your residential.
Yeah.
It just talks about all easy fix.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like some of what we've been discussing, right? The things to look out for, the preventative maintenance, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's those what it talks about. It talks about a little bit about me. Just a little
bit. It's not like a biography or anything.
But it talks more about who helped me out to do it. Marcos Salinas. Nah, not really. But his name is there.
Only one page.
That's it. That's all about it. No, but it's a great book.
But have you got any feedback from anybody that you gave it to?
A lot. As a
matter of fact, saying they like it, appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, I passed you some referrals for people that likes it. They say, oh, that's a good idea.
Man, dude, what a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've got one in the works right now for Airtegrity as well.
Yes.
Yeah, there's been a few delays.
Yes.
But it wasn't on my site.
No,
it wasn't. And no, because I got it all done, but there's a few little edits.
Oh, there you are.
That we're waiting on. Yeah, but his came out really good too. A lot of good content about, you know, air conditioning. And again, both of y'all are in the type of world where doing a little bit of maintenance will make a big difference on how much money you save.
Yes.
Both of you guys, yeah. Right? I think yours is a little bit more drastic because it involves water.
Uh-huh.
More common is going to involve water, which is water is just what's going to do the ultimate damage to the house. Aside from like fire, you know, water is going to just do so much damage. So both of your industries, I think it's vitally important to make sure that you're on top of those things, that you're aware of those things so that you can kind of, make sure that y'all are coming out at least once a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least once a year, just to make sure there's nothing too crazy. Watch the pressure, like you said, mm-hmm. Kind of like going to the doctor. How's my blood pressure? Do we need to lower it? Okay, what do I need to do? The first thing you check is that. You're making sure that there's no other major issues with the water heater or with the pipe. Sometimes the pipes will burst and it's a big job, you know, and those things can be very, very, very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, I remember one day, it's been a couple of years that I remember that night was raining. It was a storm. It was, lighting, all that kind. And then I got a call first thing in the morning from this customer that this house, there was a leak in his house. And when I show up into the house, there was nobody in the house. The owners, they were in Las Vegas.
Mm.
And the neighbor, he saw the water coming out in the morning. That was next day in the morning. I'm like, it just rained last night. I'm like, maybe it was a roof or something. Well, while we walk into the house, we actually broke that door to walk into the house because he got permission from the guys over the phone.
Yeah.
The whole house was flooded, brother. A whole house. Well, we started investigating it, but I didn't know where the water was coming from. So I said, you know what? Go ahead and turn the water on. They had already turned the water off, and I saw this fresh water. Well, this is what happened. A lighting hit the roof, and it started burn. It started, a fire.
Like a little bit of a fire?
It started a fire.
In the attic?
In the attic. And it was a fire. You see, I did all the investigation before the fire. Everybody got there before that. And then, lucky because all the PEX pipe that is there.
Yeah.
It just melted.
Oh,
it melted. And the water stopped. The water stopped. The fire.
Wow.
What happened?
It flooded the house.
Flooded the house.
Pick your poison. The fire or you want the water?
It was crazy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. I thought you were going to tell me that it was the Wet Bandits.
No.
You know who that is?
Yeah, that's
you understand? Food,
yeah.
As we're recording this podcast, we're close to Christmas time, and there's a show that everybody watches, Home Alone. And those guys go in there, they always flood the house. Yeah. So I thought you were going to tell me you got there and it was the Wet Bandit.
No. So another question for you is, you're a great person. We love you to death. But tell us about your team. What can people expect when they call your office? Mm-hmm. Who shows up to their home to do their work?
Yeah.
Tell us about their personalities or some of the values that they hold.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have two phone numbers. The main number that everybody had, it is my number that I now is, if I don't get to the phone, either because I'm busy, that I am most of the time, it goes and transfer into the office.
Okay.
The office phone. And there's another phone number from the hair that most of the time is Brenda.
Okay.
Who answers the phones.
Yeah.
I mean, you all know Brenda?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've met
her. And she's great. I mean, she has the best customer service. I mean, everybody that I talk to, ladies, that lady is so good on the phone. I mean, the way she talks to us, it makes you feel that you are comfortable with a customer.
Taking care of.
Trust me, I mean, Brenda is just... It's great on the
phone.
And the customer service. And she's the one that does all the...
Booking, scheduling.
The scheduling.
Yeah.
All the scheduling. Now, sending my guys, I mean, we have right now, we're six.
Six people?
Yeah, six people.
Plus you.
Yes. And then, but my main guy is either Luis, Don. Don has a lot of experience over 30 years of plumbing service.
Wow.
And he's military. He's Air Force, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And he knows a lot.
Okay.
He knows a lot.
I think he worked with mine, yeah.
Yes, he knows a lot.
He's really sharp.
And he knows a lot. And he has a lot of experience. And he always has a helper with him. And then we got to make sure everything gets done and clean. And he knows what to do. Now, Luis, he doesn't talk too much, but he's the greatest worker. I mean,
Hard-working.
He knows so much about the plumbing, and he's been with me over 4 years already, Luis.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that guy, I mean, a lot of people ask, there's some people that ask for Luis only, and a lot of people ask for Don only. So it depends what kind of service you want. But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It is both. I mean, and then I have Vicente, I have Jason, and they're a great person as well.
Yep.
Yep.
I've always been impressed with your team, man. You're always really good about hiring the right people.
Yeah.
Good, hardworking people that come in. You know, because people are coming into your house, man. And, you know, you want people that are there to get the job done and not, you know, make you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And both of you guys have always done a great job of making sure that you vet these people, that you have the right guys on your team and gals as well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I have another lady on the office. Her name is Veronica. And either Brenda's on the phone or he's on the... meetings, B&I meetings, and all stuff. She will get to.
She's a backup.
Yeah, she's a backup. But she has other stuff to do on the office, like paperwork and tracking and all that stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think we have a great team right now.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Okay, one last question before we wrap up. What do you like to do for your free time?
And then I would also like to know, where do I see you in the next 5 years? So, or
let's do that one first. That's one. What does your next 5 years look like? Where do you hope to see your business or, you know, everything in the next 5 years or so?
Well, I mean, I see my business growing. I mean, we've been growing, tremendously. I mean, we can see the difference in years. I mean,
right.
I mean, big.
Yep.
And in 5 years, I mean, I want to be... I mean, running a big company. I
want to double the trucks, maybe double the team.
Probably double the team and a big warehouse and office. And
do you want to be doing more residential, more commercial, or a mixture?
I love the way we're doing it right now.
We have a good mix.
Yeah, I'm doing service. We do. That's something that we didn't mention.
Yeah. What is your percentage of residential?
Probably it's 50-50.
It is 50-50?
Yeah, it is 50-50. But on the residential, is more services.
And okay.
The commercial is all probably new construction.
I see.
And remodels and stuff like that. So commercial, residential, I love it. I mean, we've done so many commercial kitchens. restaurants.
Yeah.
And then I was just, we had experience on doing that, and we're just going to keep doing it that way. Now, in the residential, we do a lot of service.
Yeah.
A lot of service. That's everyday service, emergency. And something that we didn't mention either, I mean, drains backing up.
Oh, yeah.
We get those calls like that. The drain is backing up. The toll is backing up.
Yeah, that topic is so disgusting.
I'm not going to tell you where I put my hand. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Hold on. That's what this is for here. The.
Oh, there you go. You know what?
So anyway. Usually it's for bad words, but on this show, yeah, it has to be for those backup.
That's the reason I do AC and not plumbing. There's no way.
Yeah, so we do a lot of the draining, clear drain backing up.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
that's a busy world, too.
Yeah, etc.
But, and you even did Whataburger, right?
We did Whataburger at the airport. We did Starbucks at the airport.
Yeah.
And we've done most of it. All the Terminal 8 restaurants, all those we've been for us.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So you hope to keep it about 50-50 in the next five years?
I think that's
it. You're comfortable with that?
And if I can divide a crew just doing commercial and then another crew, three crews doing
totally
residential.
Totally separate.
Another three or four crews doing commercial only.
Yeah.
And display that work and be busy, that would be great.
And then finally, that's when you'll take a step back.
Maybe.
And even it's only maybe.
I mean, I love to be outside on the field.
We keep trying to pull you over to have cigar with us and to go play golf with us and to do all these things. But we can't get you away, man. You keep on going to those dirty drains.
I know. I love
He has a weird fetish about the dirty drain or something, man.
Yeah, I'm good on it. I'm serious. I'm good on it.
You're good, then you got to go with it, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Some people, they ask me, say, hey, can you come and help me? They know that when I get it, I don't know what it is, a magic or whatever, but I'll get it clear.
Dang.
I know how to use my cable machines. I'm good on it. So.
Okay, now tell us about...
Let's switch the topic.
Yes, that's it.
Tell us about what you do for fun. For sure, I know I've seen you shooting hogs on the helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was real jealous when I saw that one, that's dude. Fun. I had to shut my laptop. Boom! I want to do that too.
Yeah.
You like to go hunting, right?
I love going hunting. I like the outdoors.
Anything in the outdoors?
Yeah, but fishing is my thing.
Fishing is amazing.
I love fishing.
Are we talking about in the ocean or are we talking?
Yeah, deep sea.
You like doing deep sea, salt water?
Shores, and I mean, I love that.
On a guided tour and those type of things?
I mean, we used to go once a month. Every month we were there fishing. And it got to a point where we got so busy that, I've been fishing only once this year.
The whole year?
The whole year.
Wow, man.
I know, it's sad, but
That's
I mean.
It's a good Christmas gift for your
I
family.
Know, it should.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't hear you. You're too far.
Yes, if your wife listens to this, that would be a good Christmas.
There you go. Yeah.
But now that golf, I'm not good on golfing, but I loved it this time that we were in golf. Francisco was there. We got to see each other there.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it so much.
It's fun, right?
It is fun.
And you don't have to be great.
No, and what are you doing it for? I mean, you're doing it for something. I mean, you're supporting something.
Sure.
Yeah.
The thing about golf courses is that they're always set up in a very beautiful place.
Correct.
So when you're there, you're surrounded by the beauty, right? Uh-huh. And just being in that environment is very relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good exercise, and you can keep the body moving, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you get to talk to a lot of different people and
networking.
Yeah, and it's about that's what I was telling everybody. I'm just here just for the beer.
There you go.
Who's that? Who used to say that? I'm just here for the whiskey. I'm just here for the beer.
Who said that?
You know him. No, that you know that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that from Max. What's his name? You know
somebody from our church.
Ryan.
Yes. Somebody from our church.
I'm just right here for the beer.
Yeah, because the Knights of Columbus and these guys have a reputation for having some, you know, a little bit of something.
Whiskey.
Yeah. By the way, did you enjoy your whiskey? We always do pre-whiskey here before the podcast. To loosen everybody up.
Shouldn't I say that?
So if you want to come on and you want to have a relaxing time,
yes.
Come on. We'll pour you a little cup and some styrofoam,
mm-hmm.
or you can add it to your HTO like I did,
mm-hmm.
and loosens up everything a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, you're a family man. You're a church man. You go to retreats.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we met. We met as part of the Axe community. You and I were both on the Axe Corps. And so I've seen you also being very helpful and doing a lot of things at the parish as well, lending a hand, even with music as well, and with your kids, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's pretty much, if you're not working, you're probably doing some and you're not fishing, then you're probably hanging out with the family at church.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love to help my community.
That's awesome.
I like to get back.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Well, Caesar, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great talking with you about you and your business, getting to know you better, and we're very grateful. I'm sure Francisco would agree, very grateful to have you as one of our trade partners here for Airtegrity, and we hope to be able to continue working with you for the future.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you, Francisco, for the invitation. And
let's try to get you out of the work environment, at least a little bit.
Yeah, I see you guys going and smoke cigars and all that.
I mean, we're waiting for you, man. We're there waiting for you. So let us know when you can join us. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Let's
any final words?
Yeah. I mean, thank you for coming, and I mean, we're excited to see you grow and where you're going.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, I think that's it. That does it for another episode of the Agents Lounge Podcast. We'll catch you here next time.
You've been listening to the Agents Lounge Podcast, brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, please visit agentsloungepodcast.com.